Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. It's my belief that the death of the deep state will be officially started on January 6th, which is, besides the day of the Great Riot, and is my birthday. And I don't know if anybody knows, but January 6th is and it's called Three Kings Day, or the Feast of the Epiphany, or Little Christmas. But it's the day that the three kings arrived, and Jesus was kind of known. It's basically an illuminating discovery day, you know. So I think the American people, by their actions, and I think the most important thing about what happened on January 6th is what it's going to bring about. And although it's going to bring about probably some draconian rules and laws and all that, it's also going to bring about a huge awakening. And I hear a lot of people criticizing Trump on all these minor things, and, you know, that was sort of minor, you know. I look at him like, you know, what was he supposed to do? You know, it's kind of difficult to stop that. And, you know, like, as far as, like, with the lockdown of the country, he's left it up to, like, the governors of the states to kind of do what they want. I mean, in North Dakota, they're not wearing masks. You know, there's no federal law about wearing masks. If Biden's president, there's going to be a federal law. So I think to say that they're the same is kind of dishonest. And I want to thank President Trump because, you know, when you hear about all these laws that are coming down the pike, President Trump gave us a 4-year reprieve from these laws because Hillary would have enacted them. And what he's done is he's built a 75 million man MAGA army in this country. And he's teed the ball up for the next coming Trump, which will happen as a reaction to the Democrats' overreaction and the fact that they had to put a president in there who everybody knows stole the election. And next President Trump, the next nationalist populist that Trump has set up, is not going to come in like as nice as Trump. He's going to know he's got to destroy the media. He's going to see all the mistakes that Trump made, and he's going to have a huge army behind him, which Trump has left the American people awake. As a 9/11 truther who has been fighting the media and the deep state for 20 years, I realized I didn't. When I found out about 9/11, I didn't go attack the Capitol. I started making DVDs and distributing them. I started telling people and informing them and awakening them. And that's what I see in Trump's major accomplishment as president. He has awoken the masses. America now is more nationalist and more populist than when Trump came in. People that didn't know her. I mean, he is a very popular president to the average middle American. And they had to cheat to win this election. Even with COVID and the economy in the tank because of COVID, they still had to cheat. And this fraud they got up there is so weak. I like our chances, and I think we're going to have to hunker down for a storm, no doubt about it. At the same time, they're like building the gallows that they're going to hang themselves from. I mean, they're talking about sedition trials. I've been talking about sedition trials for 9/11 people for years, and everybody laughs at you. But now they're going to make it legitimate. They're going to legitimize sedition trials, which are going to turn around and used on them one day. So I'm looking at it like I see a lot of things that they might appear to be bad, but they're really not, because we were in a bad scene, you know, 4 years before Trump came on, really bad. Trump has given us a chance in this fight, a real chance. And I appreciate that from him, and I thank him for that. You know, I'll be the first to admit he's made a lot of mistakes. He's disappointed me. He's done a lot of things that he could have done, but he's done, you know, as far as a tool of awakening the people and illumination, the epiphany of the American people, there's never been a greater president than Donald Trump. And I always will like him for that. So I'll leave it at that, Mike, and thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for the phone call, Joe. We're going to switch over to Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, one of the people that got kicked off of YouTube and they're on BitChute now. One of my favorites was Amazing Polly, and she's on BitChute. She still does some videos on BitChute. One thing she said one time was, she said if she really had to wear a mask, she'd use a, she had a paper sack, a brown paper sack, and just put two holes in it.
Okay.
And that way you're kind of protesting. You're playing the game under protest, more or less. I mean, you're people can see, hey, this is ridiculous, but it satisfies the requirement. There's no regulation. So I tried that today. I wanted to get something at a store, and they're requiring masks, I guess, now. So I did that. But you know what happened was I put that paper sack on with two holes in it, and I went through the whole line and paid for my little bit of groceries that I bought. And the lady said, it's one of these stores where they don't have, they don't sack them. They go get you a box. She said, I'll go get you a box. I said, no, I'll just put it in this sack. So I took the sack off my head and I put the stuff. You know, it wasn't planned out that way, but actually she couldn't get, by that time I'd already paid for the stuff. So she asked me to leave. I would just leave. Yeah. Okay. I'm leaving. You know, that was pretty funny, but, I think that we should, try to, and I don't see how the hell in any way Biden can say he's going to make everybody wear a mask. In America, you can't do that. Who's going to enforce it? The local cops are not going to enforce that. Just because Biden says, even if they pass some kind of a cockeyed law like that in the Congress, the cops are not, what if he's going to use the FBI? He's going to expand the FBI to 3 million people or something so he can use federal marshals? I mean, it's make it a federal crime? Is that what he's talking about? No way.
I really don't know, but I mean, it is something that he mentioned on the campaign trail.
Yeah, I know he said that, but I don't think that's something that can actually take place. But you're talking about social media. MeWe is a pretty good one too. MeWe. They don't censor, and they say they don't sell your information either. So it's similar to Gab, but MeWe is good, and they don't. It doesn't cost any money. Gab is, they kind of want you to pay for the Gab Pro to get the, to go all out on that, if you actually get somewhere, you know. I'm not having good luck with Gab, but MeWe is a lot better than, and people are piling in there too. You don't hear much about MeWe, but compared to Gab is getting all the notice that people are saying he's getting 500. I think they got more of a publicity campaign going. But MeWe's got it. We're getting a lot more people that are just piling out of Facebook. They have a Mensa group there. And
yeah.
Mensa Firehouse group. And MeWe, the people, a lot of the people are leaving various groups in Facebook, and they come and basically get on the same group in MeWe, which is a Facebook copy and has all pretty much all the same groups. But they're not selling your information, and they don't censor. They have a lot of, you can say anything you want about anything. It's not, I mean, basically, you can cuss, you can do anything you want. So there's that, Mike. And I was going to ask you one other thing. Whatever happened to Richie Allen? He's missing in action, Richie Allen.
I really don't know. I mean, he called me about 3 weeks ago to come on his show, but I had a previous commitment for that time slot. So I don't know where he's gone now.
He hasn't been on at all for a month. More than a month.
Yeah, okay.
He's not on YouTube. He's also not on his RichieAllen.uk or whatever it is, his website. So I don't wonder if he's in jail or he went to the hospital or something, or he's sick, or he might be in jail. The way anyway, we'll find out later. Eventually, he'll turn up somewhere. But yeah, he was a good one. And Ryan, what's his name? Ryan Dawson. He's on BitChute. He mentions you. I watch him. He mentions you, Mike. There's a quote. He will quote Michael Rivero. There's something about let dictators act like dictators or something like that. Is that one of your famous quotes?
No, the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it.
Yeah, he likes to use that quote, Ryan Dawson. He knows a lot about the Civil War. He does Civil War shows with his brother and stuff. So he's a pretty good thing. There's a lot of good stuff on BitChute. just you can just surf around on there. Dollar Vigilante is good. He's a smart guy. Okay, I'll let you go, Mike. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Don, are you there? Oh, that was Don. I'm sorry. We're going to Joe in Arkansas. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, the story about the nursing home in New York that you had posted.
Yes. Yeah.
Of course, the local news department up there in New York, they're not saying it's because of the vaccine. They're calling it the COVID outbreak.
Yes.
I think my question is there any way we can verify this? Because if this is true, this story needs to go all over the place.
Well, there have been a lot of reports from many different sources about people getting the vaccine and then coming down with COVID symptoms. That's what happened with my doctor. She came down with COVID after getting the vaccination. So, you know, it's definitely a factor that has to be considered. It's not the first time that a vaccine has actually caused the illness it's supposed to prevent. We were talking about Bill Gates' DTP vaccine in Africa actually killing 10 times as many people as the illnesses did. So, I mean, they're very reckless with all of this stuff. But again, the facts of the story about the nursing home is they had no COVID deaths. They apparently had no COVID cases. They all got vaccinated. And then all of a sudden, they've got a couple of deaths and a lot of cases.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing. I just would like to get a little more, confirmation on it so that I can send it out to people. And do you know of any?
No, I mean, just what was reported. And, of course, what's being reported is already being heavily filtered.
Okay. All right, that's all I got. Thanks.
All right, thank you. We're going to go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael.
Hi.
Hey, Michael, you know, I still don't understand this guy from North Carolina. He gets on here and bangs on Trump every chance he gets. By the way, if he's going to move, why don't he move to one of those socialist nations he's in love with?
Okay.
You know, we don't need anybody banging on Trump right now. We've done that for 4 years. And, people who are supporters
we need to start pounding on Biden.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we should have pounded on him before he ever got close to getting elected. But, you know, Trump needs our support now, if it's not anything for the patriotism of it all. You know, and I just think it's disingenuous. And then to bring, you know, I wanted to touch base with you on this because I never heard Trump. Trump said the vaccination will not be mandatory as long as he's involved. All Trump ever said is you got to remember, so many people do want this vaccine, as you can see by what's going on. Trump said, well, if we have to, we'll get military distributed to make sure that it's distributed, you know, evenly and properly throughout the country. He never said he'd make anybody take it. And that's where this caller from North Carolina, in my opinion, is in error. He's been in error on this entire situation. Trump has said he won't take it himself. And he said it won't be mandatory. You know, he's mentioned. So, you know, why are we still banging on Trump at the most vital point when he needs us more than ever? And I'm still not giving up. And it's like I said, when Trump's wrong, you know, I'll tell you he's wrong. But I think there's something there between Flynn and these attorneys and whoever. You know, don't count Trump out. Don't think he can't pull a rabbit out of the hat, because I think he can. And, you know,
he's got about 1 week to do just that.
Well, wouldn't that be something if Inauguration Day came and when Biden stepped up to the podium and John Roberts stepped up to swear him in and the United States Marine Corps or Navy SEALs took the whole damn bunch out and sent them to Guantanamo? Wouldn't that be something? And said, your new president's Donald Trump.
It would be nice, but I really don't think it's going to happen. I mean, when Trump made his speech at the border wall today, I was watching his face, he looked to me like a man who knows he's beaten.
Well, and you know what? And it's a good call by Joe because, you know, even if he is, like Joe said, look what he's put in place. But you know what? Look what he went up against. How long, and this is what I don't understand about the North Carolina call. How long has Trump said, you know, I'm making enemies with some very powerful people? You know?
Yes.
And apparently he's not familiar with the political game because, you know, even if you're a politician and I'm advising a politician, even if that's not what you believe, you got to kind of acquiesce to the fact and go between the lines as to what's going on. Even though your heart might not be there, you can't turn off part of the people who just perhaps might be putting you in office. And I think Trump is that smart. He knows not to do that. But this, the caller from North Carolina, that's all he does is bang and rage and rages about every little thing Trump went wrong. Well, look, you know, look at all the people that have stabbed Trump in the back.
Yes.
All these advisors, all these congressmen, from day one, there were leaks coming out of his office. Now, you can blame Trump for that, for not getting rid of anybody, but who's not to say they wouldn't insert somebody else? They're the deep state. You know why? Because they're piled mm-hmm. deep.
Yes.
And, you know, any of these guys, and even if you're not, look, Roberts wasn't always this bad, but once they get you compromised, they own you. And you know that.
Yes.
Well, I know you know that, but it's just ridiculous. Now, in the most vital times, we're going to, you know, and it's not about Trump. It's about Biden. It's about what might walk into that office and walk into your life and send their agents into your front room. That's what it's
yes.
about. It's not about Trump. It's not about what he didn't do or could have done. And this election reform, I'm so sick of hearing it. Trump did try to do election reform. The blue state governors wouldn't allow it, just like they won't allow recounts in these elections and all the other things they do.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I just don't know with this Italian thing and these servers and that, if Trump brings this out and there's any kind of hint of our real military left, you know, our military should have took control of this, in my opinion, a while back. A while back when they started seeing all this go on. You know, because it's clear. You know, remember what Obama said? He said he's going to be around. Well, he sure is. And look mm-hmm. at these people. Remember, Michael, when he said he wanted a citizen's military or something as powerful as the regular military? Remember when he was mentioning that?
I remember that.
That's now I think I understand what he was talking about. Because these guys don't get prosecuted. Talk about powers. I mean, come on, this guy in Wisconsin that was firing away at Kyle, or ready to at Kyle Rittenhouse. He's already a convicted felon. He's got a gun. I mean, what are you telling
yeah.
me? I mean, these gun laws, they put people in jail if you had the wrong screw on your gun. If you had an old gun and bought a new screw when they had this pre-ban, post-ban, and all these other games they played, that was a 20-year felony for putting a screw in your gun to keep it together. This is how ridiculous this stuff gets. And so, you know, it's just insane. And then so good. Well, Trump this and Trump that. Hey, Trump's had more people against him than Julius Caesar, you know, stabbed him in the back. So, you know, yeah, Trump has made some mistakes. And tell me one of these presidents who hasn't. And tell me any of them that have done as much as Trump in our lifetime playing against, you know, I mean, it's like picking Honolulu High School to play against the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl. You know, I mean, what do you expect? Not everybody's the U.S. Hockey team playing the Russians. You know what I mean?
Sometimes yeah, I know. I know what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. So,
well,
hey,
you know,
Michael,
I mean,
great.
I think. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I like hearing
I was
you.
Gonna say, oh, okay. I was just going to say, you know, at this point, you know, Trump is passing into history, and we shouldn't pound on him. You know, we need to turn our attention to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and basically, you know, critique what their performance is going to be. Now, Trump, of course, is envisioning himself as a figurehead of the future Republican Party and leader of a movement. Anyway, Miles, gotta let you go. Gotta take a break.
One quick thing,
oh, no.
Michael.
Go on hold. Go on hold. Go on hold. Stay on hold. We'll be right back.
please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show here. We're still talking with Miles in Maine, and you said you had one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Yes, Michael, since the Democrats are on this 25th Amendment, David, Trump has said several times he'll take the exam if Biden does. Let's take them up on that. This is the right time. Let's take them up on it. Also, you know what? Let's challenge Harris's birthright citizenship, and let's see if we can really follow them up. But you know what? And like Joseph, you know, and many people, if we don't, this Republican Party has got to do something, or they're going to lose everybody anyway. I mean, it might be the Trump Party, but if they don't do something, everyone's walking from this Republican Party. But they should go ahead. They want the 25th. Make Biden take the same exam Trump as they want Trump to, and then right away, soon as if they do get sworn in, right away start challenging. Just go after Harris like a shark and just tear her up. Michael, thank you so much. Have a great show.
All right. Well, thank you very much here, and we're going to switch over to Layla in Canada. Long time no here, Layla. What's on your mind?
I don't know where to begin. I was going to talk about High Noon and the impeachment versus Trump invoking the Insurrection Act. But first,
yes,
I want to talk about how Trump is supposed to have given us an epiphany. I'm sorry, if the murder of JFK was not an epiphany, followed by the murder of his brother, Robert Kennedy, followed many years later by the son, JFK Jr., who was obviously a candidate. If that was not an epiphany for the informed and educated generation, and I don't know what is. But instead, we just sat back and we were amused by the crap, the silly stuff that they throw at us to distract us. And now, once again, we're being distracted by, I don't know, is the impeachment still up in the air? Is it still going to be acted on? What about Trump?
They're voting on it tomorrow.
Insurrection Act? They're going to debate it or actually act on it?
Well, there'll be a debate followed by a vote tomorrow, but they don't have the votes to convict and remove in the Senate. This is all about tarnishing Trump so that he can't run in 2024.
You think Trump cares? You think he didn't get out of this what he wanted? Now, I'm one of those who spent the last 6 years on the edge of my seat, desperately hoping that Trump would be elected during the campaign, and then during each year that followed during his term, I kept hoping he would do something that would actually correct the egregious errors that have, or egregious sins that have occurred around the world. And he did nothing of serious substance.
He's a disappointment, no question.
So, that's a faithful understatement. Meanwhile, his great promoters who were flashing pretty little lights for us to look at, people like Steve Pichenik and all of those, they've all vanished. And have you read the names of the people that Trump pardoned in his last few days?
Yeah, I did. And I'm still waiting to see Julian Assange and Edward Snowden on that list. And that is a terrible disappointment.
Yeah, and you know who he did? He did pardon all a bunch of extremely criminal Zionists who have all contributed to Chabad Lubavitch, which is a fake Jewish religion that was created in the 17th century in Poland. It's not the original Judaic religion that existed in ancient Canaan. So I'm beginning to believe, quite frankly, that this is all a scenario that they've all played out, with Trump playing the poor put-upon guy while being the controlled opposition who was giving them everything they wanted because he probably promised it before they allowed him to be elected and they financed his election, or because he's going to be rewarded after the election. Where do you think he'll go? Do you think he's going to stay? He's going to go all over to his little old, nice little golf clubs. Then he's going to go to Israel where the weather's great, the country he helped to build. And he's going to have a wonderful time. And everybody who's going to suffer because Trump turned out to be such a disappointment is going to be paying the price. The next generation is on board with the Satanist. The next generation isn't us. They weren't educated the way we were. The question
and
believe in certainty. Yeah. So why are people talking about the next president who's going to be a Trumpian? There is going to be no next president who was the Trump we thought we were getting. I feel so cheated of 6 years of my life sitting there cheering for Trump when I had moments of doubt and friends of mine said, hey, dummy, open your eyes. You're not that dumb. And I said, no, Trump is for real. I absolutely refused to hear them. But now that I see who he's pardoned, and he also called the act a heinous act of the rioters that he gathered there and then incited. He didn't actually say, go invade the Capitol, but he sure worked up their emotions. Just read Shakespeare's play of Mark Antony when he doesn't say, go out there and tear down Rome. He just incites the crowd. I mean, it's the same game that's been played over and over and over again. The other thing that nobody is talking about is the United Nations. Don't bother to look at Kamala Harris and what's his name, Joe Biden, the courts. Don't even bother looking at them. They're just the puppets on stage. I mean, look at behind
Layla?
The scenes. And the United Nations Layla? Really need... Yeah.
Yeah, Layla, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We've got other callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go back to the phones to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'll tell you what, Layla always makes you think, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to call about a couple things. First off, I want to everybody to celebrate the fact that that Sheldon Adelson died yesterday.
Yes.
And good riddance to bad rubbish. And speaking of controlled opposition and a person who has financed elections, financed Trump's inauguration and so on. And I spoke a little bit about the articles that are starting to come out now that attack the United States Army. I think I mentioned that yesterday, and how it's an institution, according to The Guardian and other things that are now starting to come back into the United States and be repeated here. It's filled with white supremacists, Nazis, gangs, white gangs, of course, not black gangs.
Okay.
I want to go on with the new Patriot Act that you referred to, which 20,000 pages long or something like that.
Yes.
That is going to be massively, a massive manifestation of this anti anti-white thing, which is, of course, what the media barons, the people who can put Trump and sit him in a corner with a stooge hat on, they can't walk or talk or email or tweet or whatever, unless they say so. And that's what he's effectively, electronically, he's in a corner, facing the corner with a dunce hat on. They've done that to the president, right? But here we have, Biden also came out the other day, and he said that he was going to, for small business relief, for the COVID great recess, that I believe, and I'm pretty sure you believe the same thing, that is not what it seems. They're going to disperse money and aid to rebuild by race. And that at the very bottom of the list are white people. And so after wiping out disproportionately, probably, more white businesses than anybody else, who's going to get disproportionately the money? Well, it ain't going to be us. And they're dispersing money on behalf of race. And it's against us. Whose agenda is that? Again, the same people who you can't criticize and so on. Then if you go back a little further, there's 16 or 17 states who've said that the way they're going to disperse the COVID vaccine
is by race.
And now, Mike, I don't believe in the COVID vaccine like most people here, and I'm not going to take it. But the point is, they believe in it. They believe it's life and death. They believe this is a life and death thing, and in a life and death situation, they're going to disperse it by race. And this is an agenda that, to his credit, you know, with critical race theory and all that, at least Trump stood up and did his job on that, or tried to, belatedly, ineffectively, but more than anybody has done in the last 40 years. But these guys, the people that run the things, the people that run Facebook and Facebook or Google or, you know, whatever else, Sergey Brin and all that. Listen, that's their agenda. They know that they've got to slice and dice us up, that they have to, that the 60% of the population educated with money has to be marginalized as much as possible. By the way, the next step will be the Asians, who also, there are more of them than there are of the Jews at 1.7%. And they're also highly educated and got some money.
Yes.
They won't tolerate that either. It's just a matter of time, but they got to get to us first. And they can't take on too many enemies at one time, but that's what they're doing. And it's the same racist agenda that they have in Israel, where you know, Palestinians and a non-Jew is a non-person, with the Noahide laws and all that kind of stuff, where if you don't pay homage and accept the Jewish supremacy, you're out of luck. As a matter of fact, in the Noahide laws, they talk about beheading you if you don't do that, accept those laws. At any rate, I'm just pointing this out, that we have a government now that by policy is making what they consider to be life and death decisions based on race, and it ain't us. And it was somebody from a mixed marriage, and my daughter and everything else is mixed. I listen, I'm totally dedicated to equal opportunity, equal rights under the law, not equal outcome, but all that stuff. And we can't have a society where it's run by a bunch of oligarchs, and the only way they run it is to do it by dividing and conquering with race, and that's their methodology. So I just wanted to make that point today. I think it's an important one. Wanted to hear what you had to say on it.
Well, you know, you don't cure racism by being racist. That's just the bottom line.
That's what I always thought, but yet they do. And where you can't say the words, you cannot say the words fraudulent election, or you can't, and you can't criticize the Jew. Why can't you say fraudulent election? Well, because it points right back at the media people who were the main people making it a fraudulent election. And who are they? And you can't say, you know, you can't criticize, you're not allowed to criticize Jews at all or Israel. And how many states now? I mean, that's where this is going.
Almost 30.
And it's expanding fast, because just last year was 26, then 28, And Hal, you're probably more up on it than I am, Mike. So it probably is 30. 28 was the last number that I heard, but it's a moving target. And that's where we are headed. That's what they want us to be. It's a South Africa sort of complete loss of power and loss of status and loss of property and literally loss of life. We walk down the street and, hey, listen, the favorite pastime will be, you know, the knockout game or something, if we're lucky.
Yeah, well, you know, the people pushing this idea that any criticism of Israel is anti-Semitic, they're very short-sighted, because if we're not allowed to criticize Israel, we're going to be spending a lot more time criticizing the government of the United States of America.
Well, yeah, and it's the First Amendment. Well, there used to be a First Amendment. And you can criticize anybody. We're not crying fire in the theater. I mean,
yes.
They drop real bombs. Their policies, they murder real people. They shoot real bullets. You know,
yes.
They bomb real people. And they dispossess real populations. And so they invade real neighbors. And you can't criticize them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, who's behind all that? Well, who's behind everything? Who's running this show? And that's what's going on here. And one of Trump's things is, the guy never really could identify his own enemies. I believe
he
the control opposition. And here we delivered this guy a massive, in the biggest voter turnout in history, right? Nobody
sees
that. We delivered this guy a massive landslide. And first off, what did he do with it, with this 3D chess crap that everybody talked about? He mismanaged that into the fact that he's going to be lucky to be alive, in my opinion. They're going to hound
okay.
him into nothingness. And
they're out to destroy him. I mean, you know, they're talking about legal jeopardy. And, you know, as soon as he's out of office, the Southern District of New York is coming after him. They don't just want him out of the White House. They want him totally destroyed. So there's no chance he's going to come back and exact revenge.
That's right. And by the way, that's what they didn't like about him to begin with, even though, you know, they controlled him with Adelson's money and other people's money. But the fact of the matter is, they looked at the MAGA movement as the germination,
yes.
the first of a white political identity after all these years of being crapped on, right? After all these years
yes.
of being at the end of the line of everything else. And there's no way that the real owners of this country, the real movers and shakers, the media barons, the bank guys, that they can ever allow us to have a political identity or
yeah.
anybody else. You know, and so they will hound this guy into nothingness, and they will never allow the reemergence or rebranding of that MAGA in any way, because that's the way they view it. It's a threat to them. America first. Oh my God, that must mean no Israel.
Well, it's also a threat to the globalists.
That's right. And
yep.
who are they? They're all
I
the
know.
Same people.
Yep.
So that's my thing for the day, Mike. But this is more sinister. This is really more sinister than anybody's really talking about in a big way with this whole anti-white thing. It's very bad. Life and death decisions are being made based on it. That's it for me, Mike. I got to run off here. But thank you so much for indulging me.
All right. Well, thank you, Peter. We're going to go to John in Austin. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I had a caller earlier on asking about Richie Allen.
Yes.
He's just been on holiday for Christmas and New Year. He was gone for 2 weeks here, but he's back.
Okay,
now,
good.
He doesn't post up on YouTube anymore because of the censorship. And from over
yes.
here, the only way I can listen to him live is on his page, richieallen.co.uk. And when that page comes up, there's a blue panel on it. And on the bottom left-hand corner, there's the word here. You need to click on that and you'll get him live. He now has a
okay.
Facebook page where he'll post the day's show later on in the day, so you can always catch him on Facebook. Now, while I was sitting there on hold, Michael, I heard Layla call in, and I just want to share a wee something with you and her, if she's still listening. Do you remember, it's almost three years ago when they moved the American embassy to Jerusalem?
Yes.
Now, I'm a bit of a passionate supporter of the Palestine cause, and I was sitting here listening to you that day, scrolling down my Facebook page, and someone had posted a video there, a split-screen video, of that ceremony going on at Jerusalem, and the other half was the kids being shot at the fence, the Gaza fence down there. And
yes.
The next thing I knew was I had passed out, and I ended up being rushed to hospital and having a pacemaker put in me. It pissed me off so much. That's what it did to me.
Okay, well, you know, I hope you're feeling better. And anything else?
Oh, I am now. Just one last thing. If anyone wants to see a side of Donald Trump that they probably don't see often, look for a video called You've Been Trumped. You get it on Amazon or Vimeo. It's about his golf course in Aberdeen in Scotland. And it shows you just what a sweetheart the guy is. And I'll leave it at that. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. We're going to switch over to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Do you have other callers waiting?
Hi. I got another one, yeah, but you've got some time.
Okay, because if you had lots, I was just going to say everything what Peter said, and I was going to say goodbye. But he hit something. He hit the nail right on the head, and he just kind of rushed right by it, the social media thing. Who's doing all this, Mike?
Well, you know, that's a really big question, who's really calling the shots here, because it's hard to imagine the CEO of Twitter willing to take $5 billion off the worth of his company to silence Donald Trump. So somebody had to be pulling his strings.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely. But here's the thing. How does this even happen? Anybody that uses Twitter, anybody that uses Facebook, mm-hmm. anybody that uses Instagram, anybody that uses a cell phone, anybody that walks into a government office and says, hey, jack me up with the GPS so you know where I am every day, they're the ones to blame. You're doing this to yourselves. You go on these sites, you get mm-hmm. nothing for it, except, you know, this mental thing. And someone collects a bunch of your data and they sell it. You get pulverized with commercials, with indoctrination,
yes.
propaganda, crapola. And these mm-hmm. people get rich and richer and richer, and then they use that cash against you people. I don't
yes.
partake
well,
in any of them.
Like, this year.
When I say you people, I mean everybody except me.
Okay.
I don't use a cell phone. I do not use a cell phone, and I do not use any social media whatsoever. So,
well, I haven't used Twitter or Facebook for years now. I'm getting on Gab, and I do love my cell phone, and I know it's a tracking device.
Oh yeah, well, you know all this stuff, right? But here's the thing, I submit this to you. Have you ever thought about, like right now, I'm watching you on YouTube, right? Have you ever thought about, you know, just doing Skype on your own website?
Like you mean for the caller?
YouTube,
for calling
YouTube
the show?
Not even involved. Yeah.
Well, we're looking for an alternative to YouTube because, I mean, they're already blocking uploads on my existing channel. That's why I had to put Claire's Corner over on BitChute, and I'm going to be using BitChute from now on. But we're looking for a streaming alternative. BitChute says it'll be there soon, but it's not there yet. But we're definitely looking for an alternative because with the way YouTube's been behaving, I figure it's only a matter of time before they yank our channel.
Yeah, well, I figured that a long time ago. But, you know, I would much rather just go to your website and instead of clicking on a link, just, you know, click on the video and just sit there and wait a couple of minutes or do whatever I'm doing until you come on.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, why is that not possible?
Well, it used to work like that, but YouTube changed the API, you know, the automated streaming doesn't work for, you know, say again?
get away from the YouTube thing.
Why can't you just stream your own alternative right now?
You know?
Okay.
It's like, just bypass YouTube. Because obviously, this stuff is not working for us. It's working against us.
Okay.
When I say us, I mean people that actually, you know, enjoy something called free speech without having to be, you know,
Al, I got to let you go. We got to take our last commercial break. Back with another phone call after these few words.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash? Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money?
Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, we're going to go to James in Charlotte. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
I wanted to know, have you yet reported on the Capitol building police officer who committed suicide?
I haven't reported on it. I did hear about it, though.
Yeah, well, let me just give you a few quick facts, and maybe you might want to follow up.
Okay.
The officer's name is Howard Liebengood. I'm not sure exactly what rank he was, but he was the son of a former Senate Sergeant in Arms, which is the highest ranking police officer in the Capitol, or in the Senate portion of the Capitol. And he was on duty during the disturbances, the riot, if you want. I'm not sure. I was trying to find out if he was in fact one of, or possibly even commanding the group that basically opened the doors and let demonstrators in.
Okay.
It looks to me he would have been in a situation where he could have, but he was 51 years old, and the few details that have been released, they didn't say how he committed suicide, but it was at his home. So,
he could have been suicided, like Gary Webb was, who we are told shot himself in the back of the head twice.
Yeah, well, if more details do come out that either don't fit or look in any way suspicious, I mean, you may want to take a look and see.
Yeah.
And find out. Like I say, there have been very few details released. Somebody, in my opinion, was in on the...
Yes. And somebody may be cleaning up the loose ends. All right. Well, listen, Chris, I'll look into it. I need to let you go. We're almost out of time, and I want to go. I'm sorry, James, I need to let you go. And we're going to go to Chris in Clearwater. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you're just asking what streams allow you to stream live video, and I'll email these to you if you like.
I would love it.
All right, will do, after my call. BitTube.tv. brandnewtube.com, dlive.tv, that's D as in door, live.tv, float.app, F as in Frank, L-O-T-E dot A-P-P as an application. Periscope.tv, as of course you know, is owned by Twitter. Twitch.tv and Vaughn.live, V as in victory, A-U-G-H, N as in Nancy, .live. Or VaughnLive.tv, you can get there that way also. And the High Wire with Del Bigtree streams live on all of them. And also some solutions to all the web censorship, whether it's of domains or of hosting, was covered pretty well yesterday. Gave me some hope.
Chris, I'm sorry to cut you off. We got to let you go. The music's playing. My apologies to those who are still on hold. Please call in tomorrow. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. We'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.